I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right. Hello. Welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
And Erica Ramirez.
Hi, guys.
And I guess, what's up with you guys? How's life?
Oh, you know, everything's great. Everything's great.
That's good. That's exciting.
Stayed up late watching basketball last night.
Very tired. The big game.
The big game.
I watched Aluna George perform, which was great.
Aluna George?
Yeah.
Aluna George.
You went to the concert? It was good?
Yeah. She was really good. Well, I mean, it's them, but she's
Aluna
the lead
and George.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I spotted Diplo there. I'm not sure if that was him, but Ooh. if that was him he was definitely having a good time.
Podcast rumors.
Sorry.
Was Diplo at the Luna George concert? Could really start something here.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is not that interesting. I've been mildly sick, you know.
Oh, Joe.
So, just kind of dealing with that, laying on a couch feeling terrible last night.
Sorry, man.
But let's kick off into this week's number one album holder, Alabama Shakes. I picked the title track from the album, which is called Sound and Color. We talked a little bit about, I think, Don't Want to Fight No More was the song we talked about a couple months ago when that dropped. And I would say, you know, I'm not like an Alabama Shakes super fan. The whole like blues rock thing, but I can only go so far with. Like, it's something I enjoy, but am I going to listen to it like constantly? No. So that being said, I was very glad when I listened to the new album that they're really kind of expanding their sound. It isn't just like another like blues rock, like the band influenced album. Like, there's a lot on here that harkens back to Curtis Mayfield. The song in particular, the title track, Sound and Color, seems to be like very TV on the radio indebted. One of the songs is even kind of like lo-fi garage rock. It's just like pretty expansive. But in particular, like the title track starts out with kind of this otherworldly gentle xylophone thing. It's just like really nice.
Love that gentle xylophone.
Love that gentle xylophone. The video just came out, I think, today. And it's like sci-fi themed, which I'm all about. So
yeah,
I'm really digging this. I'm really excited about this like step for them.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about last week Florence and the Machine and how cool it is to see women in rock really making an impact and, you know, basically leading the genre now. It seems like,
right?
And I think it's awesome. And to see Alabama Shakes, a band that, you know, has been on the festival circuit for a while, grinding it out, playing shows, gathering their army of fans, and, you know, get a number one album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, It's great. It's really great. Unfortunately, I haven't spent a lot of time with this album yet, but it seems like, and I mentioned this to Keith on Pop Shop Podcast, but it seems like they're kind of getting that like Pitchfork shine a little bit, even which is, you think of them as almost like a Black Keys, like mainstream rock kind of band,
right.
But it seems like this album has gotten superb reviews as well. So I'm really intrigued to check it out. It's been out for a week, so
yeah,
late pass for me. But I like this song a lot. I mean, Brittany Howard's voice is still like otherworldly. So.
It is. It's phenomenal.
I want to say, first of all,
okay,
that I don't know if it's just Jason, Joe, but Jason thinks that I do not listen to all the songs that you guys
suggest.
That's not
true at all.
I feel like you
listen,
do.
But that is just Jason.
But
I'm throwing it all on
you. Yeah. Damn you, Joe.
Only times I don't listen is when I don't have time or I'm like really disgusted by an artist. But that like rarely ever happens. I can't remember the last time that like I was so angry at a song or an artist that I
like.
I don't
know who you were disgusted
no,
by.
No, I can't remember.
Because I feel like it's always really like innocuous indie bands you haven't listened to.
No, see the thing
you're
is.
You're just like Speedy Ortiz.
Those are times.
Like,
no, I always listen. Now, if I cut it off after a couple of seconds, that's another story.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, I listen
so
to all.
So you basically
the,
give.
I give everyone
like,
a couple of seconds.
You give everyone
a seconds to prove
they
yourself.
They all get a chance.
A ringtones chance.
But I like this. I like the song, and I really like the video too. I watched the video. It took me back to my Blues Travelers day when I used to really like that band. Mostly only for their main single.
All right, let's
that's
talk
a
about
bombshell.
That. Let's talk about that. Yeah, that's a huge
can we not?
Bust to your music
because
bombshell. Okay.
You knew that I like Blues Travelers. I mean, I like their singles, which only had like they had two big singles.
Yeah.
So yes, it took me back. I liked like the bluesy, so a little bit of soul feel to like at least this song. I'm not that familiar with Alabama Shakes or this album. I haven't really heard it, but I like it.
I don't want to like hurt your feelings, but the lead singer of Blues Travelers did just have a kid, so he is off the market.
Is he on Alabama Shakes?
John Popper.
Yeah.
Wow. He just had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lucky
so
kid.
Shout out to the Popper son.
Young Popper.
I don't know. Wait. Why would that affect me?
Because you said that you can't. I don't know. End up with him. Never. That was
kind of
a stretch.
That was
You're
reaching, Joe.
I am reaching. I'm
it's
sorry.
Definitely not.
He would have just given you the runaround.
Okay.
Oh man.
And we're done with the Blues Traveler. Yeah. Reference but yeah, I really like this song too. Thanks a lot, Jace.
All right, let's listen to so Alabama Shakes. This is the title track from their number one album in the country, Sound and Color.
Sound and Color with me for my mind, and the ship showed me where to go when I need to speak.
All right, that was Alabama Shakes, and also wanted to mention, and this is not name dropping because this I was not a personal conversation. This was an interview for Billboard, but I was speaking to Reggie Watts of Late Show with James Corden fame, and asking him what he was into, and he mentioned Alabama Shakes, and he said when he met them, he was just it was so refreshing that when you look at them, that they look like a real band. They're like unkempt, like kind of rough and tumble people, like just genuinely like normal people who get together because they love music. They're not like a record label points at someone and another guy and is like, he's got a cute face, he can be the bassist and this clean.
That's
type.
Basically how we were chosen as Billboard editors.
Unfortunately,
like someone looked at Joe and is like, oh, he's got a cute face.
They didn't understand that a podcast had no visual elements, so they were like, yeah, we got to get this sweet baby face on the podcast. I don't actually have a baby face if you're listening. But, I don't know. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. What
we're like
next,
the Simon Cowell of podcasts. Simon Cowell created podcast crew.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we're the fifth harmony. Anyway.
You're no good on your own, but if you three... I don't know. Never mind. That British accent's terrible. I'm not even
going
to
really
follow
like
through.
What's going on here?
Yeah, this show has gone off the rails.
This
very
really
quickly.
Has.
We've only got one song.
Only one song
like,
in. I know.
Yeah. All right, let's steady the ship.
All right. Let's move on. So let's do an Erica pick. We've got Kehlani, and we didn't really decide on which song. We can talk about both. So it's we've got either The Letter or... the last song in the album, and I can't remember what that's called.
Titled Alive.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes.
Yes. I've talked about Kalani before. I'm a huge fan. She put out her album, You Should Be Here, or her mixtape, which is also on iTunes, I believe, Tuesday.
Oh, and it's not an album?
It is a mix.
I'm always confused.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's...
She called it a mixtape.
Now that mixtapes are on sale, on I'm iTunes, just like,
yeah,
hell?
I'm just calling them albums because
yeah.
The quality is album, at least, you know, with like Drake's and Kehlani's and other people. So we're gonna call it an album, although she calls it a mixtape. But I just like that it shows her range. I was a little nervous, although I'm obsessed with Down For You with BJ the Chicago Kid, I was also a little nervous that the entire album would be like somewhat of like a 90s nostalgic R&B sound. I don't think I would have mind, but I think I wanted people to kind of see her range, and I think that this album shows it. And I chose these two songs. One is, you know, very lo-fi, a song about her mother, and it's very, very personal. And then Alive is, I think our freelance writer Elias said best, kind of like a Natasha Bedingfield type of feel. It's very like,
shout out to Elias.
Yes,
and Natasha Bedingfield.
Shout out to both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So it has like more of a pop feel. So I chose the two songs because it shows kind of her range. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. So I think with like other artists that we talked about, like Rory and other new artists, I'm really excited to see like what's next, seeing that what they have, you know, out right now shows their growth. But what do you guys think of one or two songs?
Yeah.
I have not listened to the full album, but I'm going to also shout out, I read and edited Elias's great review of this album/mixtape, and it really made me want to hear the full thing. And yeah, I think I like the Natasha Bedingfield-esque one a little more because I am a sucker for kind of like that high energy Bedingfield-esque pop.
Right.
Although when you say Bedingfield-esque pop, that really only applies to like three songs that I can think of. But whatever. I'm a fan of those three. And
post Bedingfield is my favorite genre.
I know.
Post
Bedingfield
world. The Daniel Bedingfield song, got to get through this. I mean, that was such a jam. Ugh. So many good things. Anyways, so
out of control.
Yeah.
So I like it.
So yeah, Kehlani, the letter is I mean, that seems like it's a more somber one. I have to say, like, listening to it on its own.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it was a downer.
Yeah.
I feel like the album seems to have a lot of dynamic range.
Right.
Based on what I've read about it, and I'm excited. This seems like she seems like an album artist, which is something you don't always get with like R&B.
I loved the letter actually. That was the song that stuck out for me. I was listening to it and it reminded me of like it sounded like a song that you would hear in like a very emotional scene in like a movie. Like I don't know. Like I was thinking of like I don't know like. There's like a montage, say like there's like a Save the Last Dance kind of movie. There's like a montage where everybody's like fractured and the friendships and the relationships just aren't going together. You hear Kehlani the letter. So you know what? it sounds like that. It sounds very poignant. Not to minimize it at all. I say that as a compliment.
No, I think it's also hard for like artists to produce an entire album where different types of people, whether like sex or race or anything like that, can relate to the music. And I think that she does that great. Like, I feel like a lot of people could relate to what she's saying and where she's coming from. So I think that takes talent. So I'm glad that she has that in her.
But there you go.
Should we give it a spin? So let's go with the letter, because
let's
that seems to have really struck a chord with Jason.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Kehlani, the letter.
And if you weren't gonna guide me, Why bring me into the light? Must have done something.
All right, that was Kalani. Next up, let's do a Jason pick. And I'm going to go for... So this band I did not know much about. The trio is called Wet.
Oh, you never heard of Wet before.
And, well, I looked them up, and I learned about them by reading an article by Jason Lipschutz.
Hey, so, no way.
So pretty much you have informed everything. Everything right. I know about
Let
this
me drop
band
some more
comes
knowledge,
from you.
Joe. So... Wet is a trio from Brooklyn. They are indie pop, indie R&B, and I have just always loved what these guys are doing. And you know, they put out an EP in late 2013, and the highlight was the song "Don't Wanna Be Your Girl," which is going to be on their debut album. And I talked to them at the beginning of 2014, and it's been like over a year, and they've just been toiling away working on this album. The album is called Don't You, and it comes out, I believe, in June, maybe? Maybe that's somewhere, June, mm-hmm. July? I don't know. I think it's this summer, but anyway.
Tell me anything and I'll believe it.
I'm just preaching to the choir.
For all I know, you invented this band. Like you,
it's just
I'll
me.
An article about
it's me
them.
And C-Pain. Yeah. It's just yeah. It's just the two of us. No, no. Wet, it just released the first single from their debut album. It's called Dead Water. It's just so beautiful. It's just beautiful, electronic-informed R&B. And it goes so well just because of the singer Kelly Zutrow. And I apologize, Kelly, if I'm saying your name incorrectly. My last name is Lipschutz. I understand what it's like. And... I just think it's so warm and so inviting, and you listen to this song and you listen to any of their songs and you're just in their world completely. And I just think that this band is going to blow up because they're so likable and so, you know, it's not every band that you can just play for so many different kinds of audiences and all of those kinds of audiences find something that they really like. Like I could play this to like pop friends and like R&B fans and indie rock fans. Like I feel like just everyone's gonna like this, and I'm excited. I'm really excited because I think that these guys are gonna take off. What I know, I'm passionate.
I like the song. I like them. Again, I wasn't familiar until you put us on right now.
That's what I try to do.
Yeah, I mean, I like the lo-fi alternative R&B. I mean, I don't know. I want to hear more. I don't. Is a lot of their music just like this song?
Yeah, it's very similar to this song.
Okay. No, yeah, I like the sound. I also like the lyrics of the song, and yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, Joe.
I just thought her voice was incredible, and it really made me want to hear more of it, but also like hear it in different backdrops. Like I did like this song. But it's like a very kind of easygoing, laid back sort
it's
of thing.
And that's kind of the, if you're going to make a knock on them, the easy listening knock is the one you're going to make. But I just feel like
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like if you do it well and you don't, it's not a boring song to me. Like I don't think they make boring music. So
I definitely wouldn't mind to hear like if, again, I don't know what their album sounds like, but if like something a little more, maybe not even upbeat, but just punchy, I guess, yeah. With her voice, I feel
There are some songs in this album that are a little bit more kinetic than this one. So
kinetic is a great word.
Well, there you go.
Boom. All right, well, let's listen to it. So it is a great song. It's Wet. The song is Dead Water. That was Wet Dead Water. Next up, let's do... What do we want to do? Let's do another Erica. We've got Alessia. The song is Here. And this song is awesome. I'm going to let you talk about it.
No, Joe, please go right ahead.
All right. Well, I've got... I mean, I don't know much about her other than she's 18, or at least was when she broke out. She might have switched to 19 at this point, but... Okay. Very young and like just
I've never heard someone aging being switched to 19, but I like that phrase.
I don't think that
18.
Is a phrase, so I think I coined it. No, this song is just, it's great. It really, what I liked about it is she's kind of, it reminded me of something that you might have heard on the radio kind of at the turn of the last century. Like, it's got a lot going on. There's like piano and there's some big strings and the production, like there's a lot going on production wise, but there's still a lot of space in the production. It's not overwhelming. It doesn't get muddy. And she's kind of got that like rap influenced singing where she's delivering syllables like very fast and emphatically, but smoothly at the same time. And so I liked the song. And then when I read more about her, I was like, another incredibly young Canadian who's making great music. It's just, yeah. What is up with Canada these days? Right?
So true.
Do you want to?
No.
I don't want to interrupt.
I really like this song too. It's funny because we're talking about this on a Wednesday, and on Tuesday night, one of our fellow editors sent this song over to me and was like, "You should check this song out." And I did, and I was like, "Wow, this is actually really like mind blowing." And it's just one of those songs that gets under your skin on the first listen. And I'm interested to find out more about Alessia as well.
Yeah. I really like the song. I mean, like, it's very powerful, and I'm just not, I don't know if it's surprise is the right word, but I'm just very excited that that's what she came out with. You know, it has like the R&B and pop elements to it. I clearly can relate to the girl being at the party that doesn't want to be at the party.
No.
Because that is me every night, not wanting to be at the party.
Well, maybe you should stop going to parties.
Definitely.
Yeah. Then.
I have. So you can ask Jason. Yeah. I just don't go out anymore.
That's true.
No, I mean, I like her. I like her message. And she's clearly a talented girl. And it's hard for someone to come out, you know, from the gates at such a young age with such a strong song. So I'm really excited to see what else she's got. And yeah, like, these Canadian kids are pretty talented out here.
Yeah. Those darn Canadian kids.
Those darn kids.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're on the same page. We're all pro Alessia. So let's listen to her song, her new song, Here.
I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over.
All right, that was Alessia Here. Next up, let's switch to another Jason pick.
Oh, man.
And this is another song I really liked from another artist I didn't know much about.
Lainey.
Someone Else is the song. It's, but just very briefly before I toss it to you, it reminded me simultaneously of 80s soft rock.
Woo.
And Twin Peaks, like, yeah. The slow synths just made me think of like a Twin Peaks interlude.
I read somewhere that it's very, very reminiscent of Hurts, and I get that as well.
Yeah,
I stumbled upon this song on, I think, Pop Justice or one of those pop blogs that I am always scouring. And yeah, this apparently this is a trio. Two of the three members come from Jars of Clay.
What?
Yep. Yes, this is a thing.
You mean the Christian rock group?
Jars of Clay.
Wow.
Yep.
Because this does not sound like that.
Music history lesson.
Yeah. It does not sound like that at all.
Whoa. That's weird.
But there you go. Learn something new every day. And I just really like this. It's, again, like, I'm in that soft music mood.
You really are lately.
Another soft trio.
I'm growing up. You know,
I
settle down
at
some
point. Wait
till
Fifth Harmony comes out with another song, and
if it's a soft ballad, that's fine. No, this is a new group, and they are going to be opening for Tove Sterk, the other Tove.
I'm gonna have one Tove.
There's Tove Lo, and then Tove Sterk.
We don't need two Toves.
Damn, Joe, shut it down.
Wow, you just destroyed a career. We're kidding. We're all huge fans of Tove Sterk, obviously, here.
Yeah.
Both Toves.
We're all Sterksters. That's what his fans are called.
Anyway, you said that very naturally also. Like, you
check out, for those listening, check out the song by Lainey. It's a new trio. It's very just gorgeous and just so nice to settle down with. It's like a warm cup of tea, but
is it
because
your wedding's coming up and you're like getting like
just an old man now. I know. And like 7 years ago, I would have been like, "What the hell is this?" And now I'm like,
"No, these songs that you chose are like really like pretty." And
see, that's why I said I thought you'd like them.
No, I did like them. I'm just scared to say much because I really don't know much about these two groups.
Yeah.
But like they're similar in the way.
Well,
that their
it seems like
soft.
This I believe is Lainey's debut single. So these guys are just getting started, and I'm excited to hear what they have else up their sleeves.
All right, I'm still mystified by the Jars of Glass. That was the last thing,
man.
I was expecting.
Yeah, see, hear dropping that knowledge.
This is so crazy. Anyways, all right. Well, yeah, let's listen to it. It is a good song. It's Lainey, Someone Else. Let it go. Just can't forget about her. How do you know? Next up and last is one of my picks, and I feel bad because I'm picking two things that came out last week, so I'm a little behind the times.
I think we'll just let it go because you're sick, you know.
Let it slide this time. Yeah, yeah, but if I
how
come
are you
back,
feeling, Joe. By the way,
I'm feeling all right. A little loopy. Honestly.
So like you just have a cold.
I think it's a virus because this is way too much information for anyone listening, but my throat hasn't hurt, and I feel like usually when it's a bacterial infection, your throat does hurt. It's pretty much been like congestion and like
this
exhaustion.
Must
so Dr. Lynch says that is a virus.
Wow, okay.
By the way,
I am not a doctor.
Do you want to ask my mom? She's a nurse. Do you want to see?
I mean... My thing with a cold or a virus or whatever is like it'll just go away. Like just give it a few days
better,
and then it's
like,
gone.
Okay.
I feel
good.
Much better than
right,
I did
good.
On Monday. So I figure I should be ready to party for the weekend.
Whoa.
You know?
Hey there. Hey now. By the way, so we have one more song of yours to talk about. Then I have to tell you guys the funniest story in the entire world. But
right,
I have to save it for the end. So let's do it. Let's do it.
That is a tease.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're doing the last song?
Yeah, let's do the last song.
Okay, so last song, I picked Speedy Ortiz. Again, I think Chris Payne picked a Speedy Ortiz song a few, maybe 2-3 months ago. But now their album is out. The album is called Foiled Deer. The album is great. The song I picked is called My Dead Girl. And it's just, the reason I picked it, the whole album is totally worth checking out. They on their first one, she definitely had Sadie Dupois is like the main singer songwriter.
Yeah. Definitely coolest as name. A coolest name ever.
Very that. Cool name.
Sadie Dupois. Come on.
In
so cool
is Speedy Ortiz. So she kind of her songwriting reminds me very much of like Stephen Malkmus School. Like certainly not a knockoff in like the way that a lot of people accuse a band like Parquet Courts of being Pavement revivalist. Like she's very much her own. Voice, but just in the kind of idiosyncratic like lyrics and weird kind of like time changes they do with their songs reminds me of Malkmus. But the reason I specifically picked this song is it's unlike a lot of the stuff they've done before, which is that it's not that wonky, it doesn't rock that hard. It's like an unusually melodic song for them, and it's very pretty. It kind of reminds me of On the Woods when Slater Kinney slowed down and delivered like a few like slow, lovely acoustic moments. This isn't that gentle. Like this is still an oddball like rock song. However, it's very melodic and I really like it.
Yeah.
I'm very curious, Erica. Do you get like 10 seconds into this one?
Actually, no, it was a little bit longer than 10 seconds, but it wasn't the full song. I can't keep listening if
you're
I don't
best.
Like it.
You got so when I accused you of not listening to the song, say you got so
because
mad.
I listen. I just don't listen as long as I probably way. Should.
So better have a damn good opening, you bands out there.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, I don't even know why I don't like it. I just don't really like it. I don't know. It's a little too like. Edgy for me. I don't know what it was.
I mean that's like a diss that if the band heard it they would feel good about.
Well, that's
it,
good,
you know, like they could be like, well, they didn't like it, but that's because they don't like it,
you know,
stuff.
Sure,
yeah.
Like no shots at them. I just, you know, this isn't my type of song, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. I'm sorry I tease you so much on the Must Hear music. It's very fun, though. Speedy Ortiz, yeah, I love this album. Man. Okay. It's great. I just think they're reaching a new plateau, and I've been listening to this album a lot. This is actually, it's funny that you picked this song, because this is one of the standouts for me. And I just like how they have the ability to slow things down a little bit, but still be thoughtful and engaging. And it's just like, they show that they have more than one mode to like mm-hmm. operate in. And yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this is it's only their second full length, but I think it's better than the first. I'm excited to see where they move on from here. Let's listen to it. Speedy Ortiz's song is called My Dead Girl. If these are my last words, guess you found me. All right, that was Speedy Ortiz, and now the most important part of the podcast is this story that
okay,
Jason...
Okay, I just have to tell you guys.
If it has anything to do with Drip Top, I'm walking
no,
out of this
conference room.
No,
it's not Empire related. Don't worry. We won't talk about Hakim.
Oh my God.
Anyway, do you guys ever look at, you know, Must Hear Music? I love doing the Must Hear Music podcast. Do you guys ever read the reviews that we get on iTunes?
No.
Okay. So I did for the first time a couple of days ago.
For which podcast?
Must Hear Music.
I'm excited we get reviews. I mean, I'm always excited when someone tweets.
For those listening, please send us your reviews, because we will read them, and they're the best. And we have three reviews so far. I'm only going to read the third one.
Okay.
Because so first of all, the first one, number one from September 2014, is titled Joe Sounds Cute. So congrats to Joe.
Ooh, well, not with a cold, but I think on my on days, definitely.
Number two is a one-star review that says Pass. That's the title. So the third one.
That's how I feel about people's songs, so that's fine.
That's fair. So the third one review. It was a 4-star review. It's from Billboard Fan. That's the name of the user. From last week. It's the 22nd was sometime, I think last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we got a 4-star review. And you guys remember last week that I told my super long Panic the Disco college story,
yes.
Right? Okay. So here's the review. Joe, it's your podcast. Take control. Great show and love the different perspectives. That's nice. Would be great if lengthy, unrelated backstories were kept to a minimum, as I find myself fast-forwarding a lot. Jason has his own podcast, parentheses, which I also like. Thank you. And parentheses.
Nice.
Encourage him to save his stories for that podcast.
I have a feeling like... If that person, which by the way, thank you for your 4-star review.
Review.
And
also
for your
being
thoughts.
Like really nice, but also like, yeah, don't tell any more Panic at the Disco college stories, Jason. I'm sorry.
I wonder this entire segment right now, if he or she is thinking like,
but that's why I wanted to say
Jason,
it for the end.
Stop.
That's why, because they could have just shut it off by now.
I just want to say, Joe, that I do think that you have full control of this podcast.
This is your podcast.
You know, if you ever feel like you don't, just let us know. We'll definitely chill.
It's funny because the listeners can hear, but while the song is playing, like where Joe's like, oh, let's listen to this song, and the song is playing, he's just constantly yelling at us.
Right.
Like, get it live! Out of that.
Yes, exactly.
All right, now let's not like, all right, let's,
I'm kidding.
Let's not make
I'm
fun
kidding.
Of our reviews.
No,
definitely take
no,
them into
that's,
consideration, but I,
I'm,
I do
I'm mostly
say
flattered.
That Joe does,
yeah.
That Joe does have.
Listen,
shout out to the person that thought Joe was cute.
Yeah. First of all, one listener, Joe sounds cute. That's huge.
Yeah, tweet
me. I don't think I've ever gotten that.
Yeah.
So I don't sound cute.
Number two, they want you to take control, which you already do have, but I will listen. I bring
We're
this up because
off.
I will scale back.
All right. Well, that's a promise from Jason. We'll see if that gets followed up on in the upcoming weeks.
Jason's fed up with your shit.
I'm going to reference. If you go off on a tangent next week, I'm going to like stop in and say, remember the words of
Billboard fan,
whatever the number was after that.
In all seriousness, if you guys do have ratings or reviews, please give them because they're awesome. And we might read more on the air.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Unless it's another one star. Honesty. I mean, yeah. We'll probably read that, but it's still sad.
Yeah.
So
and then, and subscribe to the Must Hear Music Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
Aw, thanks for plugging, Jason. Aww, yeah, I didn't have to. Anyways, so yeah, after that,
have control.
Tangent.
Sorry, guys.
Let's. I think that's it.
This
basically,
is be my last episode of the podcast. Jason, Must Hear Music. You're gonna be like next week. You're gonna be like
creative differences. Jason's leaving the Must Hear Music Podcast. Anyways, if you got some recs, tweet them at us. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.